Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide, ready to kickstart your day with some serious wisdom and a whole lot of chill. Let's face it, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? Constant notifications, deadlines piling up, the news cycle spinning faster than a fidget spinner on turbo mode. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water in a sea of chaos? I get it, trust me. But here's the kicker. Even amidst all that madness, there's this amazing power within us, the power to cultivate inner peace, a calm oasis right in the heart of the storm. And guess what? It's not about becoming some Zen master living on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty cool too. This is about finding pockets of tranquility, moments of clarity, even amidst the craziness of everyday life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brandon, peace and calm are for weekends, maybe a yoga retreat in Bali, but not my Tuesday morning commute. But here is the thing, inner peace isn't a destination, it's a practice. It's about training your mind to be present, to focus on what you can control, and to let go of the things that are beyond your reach. Think of it like building mental muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. So, how do we build this inner peace muscle? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to start flexing. 1. Mindfulness is your BFF. This isn't about becoming a meditation guru overnight. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment, your breath, your senses, the feeling of your feet on the ground. When you catch yourself getting swept up in worries or anxieties, gently bring your focus back to the here and now. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. 2. Embrace imperfection. We're all human, folks. Mistakes are inevitable, setbacks happen, life throws curveballs as part of the game. Trying to be perfect is setting yourself up for frustration and disappointment. Instead, focus on learning from your experiences, growing from your challenges, and embracing the beautiful messiness of being human. 3. Let go of what you can't control. This one's a tough one, I know. We love to feel in control, but sometimes life just throws us curveballs. Focus your energy on what you can actually influence, your actions, your thoughts, your attitude. Let go of the rest and trust that things will unfold as they should. It's like accepting that the weather can't always be sunny, but you can still choose to wear sunglasses. 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now and think about 3 things you're grateful for. A warm bed. Your favorite cup of coffee. The laughter of a loved one. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant in your life. It's like seeing the world through rose-colored glasses, even on a cloudy day. 5. Nurture your inner world. This is about making time for activities that nourish your soul, reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones. It's about filling your cup so you have something to give. Think of it like taking care of a plant. If you don't water it, it wilts. Same goes for your inner peace. Let me tell you a story about this friend of mine, Sarah. She was juggling a million things. Work deadlines, family responsibilities, and trying to squeeze in some exercise. She was constantly stressed, running on autopilot, feeling like she was drowning in to-do lists. One day, Sarah decided to take a small step, just 5 minutes of mindfulness each morning. She started by focusing on her breath, noticing the sensations of her body, letting go of racing thoughts. It wasn't always easy, but slowly things started to change. Sarah felt more grounded, calmer, and able to handle challenges with a newfound clarity. She realized that even small moments of stillness can make a huge difference in cultivating inner peace. So, remember these key takeaways: mindfulness, embrace imperfection, let go of control, practice gratitude, nurture your inner world. These aren't just words, they're tools, and you have the power to wield them. Start with one small step today. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths before you start your day, or simply appreciating a beautiful sunset. Remember, inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey, and you don't have to travel alone. Alright, that's all for today, folks. But before I let you go, hit me up in the comments below, what's one small step you're going to take towards cultivating inner peace this week? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep finding that calm oasis within. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.